Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Youngblood moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Davis reaches second base with a double. Johnstone moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. Johnstone scores. Davis moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0-for-1 in the game. Martz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive towards third. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Bryn Smith now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0 for 2 in the game. Martz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer scores. There goes Buckner trying to get to third. Raines throws the ball into Wallach, who tags Buckner for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Brad Mills pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dan Norman pinch hits for Roy Johnson. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reigns is 0-for-3 in the game. Reigns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. White reaches second base with a double. Reigns moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reigns scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Norman now playing center field. Brian Little now playing second base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.